week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, and thank you for inviting me to your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is the day the Lord has made. The Bible said we could and we should rejoice and be glad therein. So I'm so glad you've opened your automobiles. Maybe you're sick and afflicted or whatever you are. I hope that you enjoy today's broadcast. Well, let's get started with a song right here.
The mountain starts in a valley, and sometimes they are so hard to climb. There are trials and troubles all along the way, but my Lord will be on my side. And when I reach the top of the mountain, it will all be worthwhile. For you see, I'll be closer to the Lord than I have been. That makes the mountain worth a climb. Now, Lord, the mountain that I have to climb, it gets harder all of the time. And sometimes I want to stop, but then I think about the top, and that makes the mountain worth a climb. And now that I've reached the top of life's mountain, it has all been worthwhile. For now I am closer to the Lord than I have been. That makes the mountain worth a climb. That makes the mountain worth a climb.
Yes, sir, it takes two valleys to make a mountain. So I'm glad that he leads us through the valley. And I am Reverend Tommy Mouse. It is good to come in your homes today and tell you the beautiful story of Something to Believe In. We've been telling this story for so many years, but it gets sweeter and sweeter every day. And I'm so glad you've opened your homes, your convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are today, listening to our broadcast. And also our internet. We are on internet, and all you got to do is type in, www.stbi.org, and you can listen to all of our singings, of our songs, our sermons, and all of that. And I feel like there's a lot of hits right now because a lot of preachers are on Facebook and website. The churches are at a standstill, and I don't know. The Bible's in the last days. They'll be peerless times, and I'm afraid that we're living in the days of sorrow, my friend. And hey, this coronavirus is not over yet, so don't take any chances with it. You just kind of be calm and be cautious and continue to pray, and God will see us through all of this. And I'm praying for you. I understand that Louise told me that Bonnie Bradley had fallen and broken a leg. I hope Bonnie's doing better. And then Doris Neely. Doris, hope you're listening today. I appreciate you. We're go back a long way. That's Louise's sister. And she lost her husband not long ago, and then James and Louise lost her husband, and I lost a wife. It seemed like we're on a losing side, but anyhow, we'll all rejoin together again on the other side. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm in no hurry now, but I'm looking forward to going home to be with the Lord. So I want to remember Doris today. Doris, you look up. I know you're having a lot of problems, and Louise, I appreciate the letter. I appreciate the card and your support. Good to hear from Betty and Ernie and all the youngins up that way. And I hope that Ms. Bradley is doing better, and I hope that you're doing much better today. Well, let's go right now and listen to this song, I Won't Have to Worry Anymore.
Down here, my burden's heavy, and my road gets rough and long. But sometimes my feet grow weary, and so. Oh, but a brighter day is coming. Soon I'll rest on heaven's shore, and I won't have to worry anymore. Over and I've said my last goodbye, I'll see Jesus, he'll be standing at heaven's door. Then I'll hear him say, child, you're welcome, all your cares they're left behind, and I won't have to worry anymore.
Anymore. You know, a lot of worry in this land today. I believe, well, everyone has their own opinion of the Word of God, and everyone has a different thoughts of how and what the Scripture means, and I don't try to say that I know it all, but I think that we're living in the days of sorrow, and there's pain and grief on every hand, and I feel like that we're living in the days of sorrow. We're going into the seven-year tribulation period, and I believe that this is the days of sorrow, my own self, and there's a lot of pain. I understand this corona disease has killed 110,000 people, and it's not over yet. So don't take any chances with it. You just kind of be careful and go to church. I know the churches have been hit hard by it, and some of them have gone back to church. I talked with two preachers. They said that their congregations were down, and they didn't look for the people to come back. Well, I'll tell you, our churches have been in trouble for a long time, but this has really got it really behind. So let's just pray. We can bind our hearts together and pray and bombard heaven. And hey, I believe old Slewfoot's on the move, but we have got the victory. So let's go right now and listen to this song.
A loved one struggling hard with pain, you ask the Lord for healing, but that healing never came. Now in spite of all your efforts, the good Lord called them home. It's hard to let go when you're trying to hold on. Now you're down in a valley, looking up to the pray, Lord. I know you know what's best, but I still don't understand why. If you could hear your loved one speaking now to you, well, they'd say you wouldn't be grieving if you only knew. If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun's always shines. We're having a time, if only he knew. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus now, and I'm not suffering anymore. Hand in hand we'll stroll together down heaven's avenue. We're having a big celebration, if only you knew. If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having the time, if only you knew. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. I'm having the time, if only you knew.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that song.
Well, let's talk about something today. Have you ever made a statement, well, I feel so defeated. I feel that I am so defeated. Well, you know, here several weeks back ago, I was in that condition. I felt so defeated. I felt so alone. And I just felt like I was at the bottom of the barrel and I couldn't go any farther. And maybe you're feeling like that this morning, and you may be in a valley, or you may be going through some kind of a trial or some kind of a defeated situation, and you're asking yourself, well, can I make it through this valley? Well, remember the songwriter said, in the valley he restoreth my soul. Well, I went to the Bible and I always try to get the strength and the courage I need. When I need strength, I go to the Word of God. I find that I must work on my spiritual life, because if my spiritual life gets out of focus, then all I am about will be out of focus. So I went to the Word of God, and God gave me this verse of Scripture found in Romans 12:2. And it said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now today, that's why that we have chosen to speak on this subject of I feel so defeated. You know, last week we preached on a theme, and we hope that we brought it very clear to you. But today we're going to talk about that. Why should I feel defeated? You see, we're not going to accept the mindset that we are living a defeated life. And according to the Bible, we don't have to live like that. We don't have to accept the mindset that we are living that defeated life because of this. Because the Bible says in Genesis 1:26 that God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And you know, if God cannot be defeated, and I'm made like God, I have the seed of God, I have the DNA of God, then, my friend, how can I be defeated? If God cannot be defeated and I am in his likeness and I am in his image, then how can I be defeated? You see, I must have that mindset. I must remember that all that this, according to the Bible, I have been transformed by the renewing of my mind. So today, if you're thinking, well, I'm defeated, I can't go any farther, then my friend, you listen to what the Word of God said. The Word of God said that I'm made in God's image, I'm made in God's likeness, and if he cannot be defeated, then how can I be defeated? And you know, we must believe that. I've always told everyone, when you start your journey with God, it's God in the beginning. In the beginning, God. If you cannot begin there, don't begin at all. Settle that issue. Is God truly God? Is God what he says he is? Is he the God of this Bible? And can I trust him as being God? And my friend, once you have settled that issue, then you're on this level ground with God, and now you can live an undefeated life. You see, a lot of people say, well, I've fallen and I fail. Well, falling is not failing. I mean, you may say, well, I've fallen and I fail, but no. Let's really correct this meaning of these words. Not I've fallen is not to fail. The Bible said, now listen, I always give you the Word of God. The Word of God said in Proverbs 24 and 16, for a just man falleth seven times, but he rises up again. He gets up. I preach a sermon sometime called My Get Up, Got Up, and My Get Up Has Got Up and Gone. Well, you know, sometime our get up does seem like it gets up and goes, but that doesn't mean that we have to live a failing life. We may have fallen. I preach another sermon called Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up. I preached that one Sunday morning in my church, and there was two ladies that witnessed that they had fallen in their own home, broke a hip, and had to lay there until someone found them. Well, I'm telling you today that you don't have to live a failing life just because you have fallen. Because the Bible said again, a fallen man will fall seven times, but he rises up again. Victories is who we are. Notice what Romans 8:37 said. Nay, in all these we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice what the scripture said. We're not only conquerors. The Bible said, Paul said, you are more than conquerors. And we are not defeated. I like what old B.R. Lakin used to say all the time. Hallelujah, it's done. I've been born again through and by the blood of the crucified one. He used to stand many times, and he would look out over his congregation, and he said, hey, if you'll come under, I'll come over. And you know, I believe that great man of God, he had that experience one day. His victory came in who we are. And we need to determine in our mindset today who we are. Nay, in all these, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So we are not a defeated. Maybe you're feeling defeated. And my friend, that should encourage you not to feel that you have been defeated. You see, the Word of God is more powerful than thoughts of defeat. Hey, listen to that again. The Word of God is more powerful than the thoughts of defeat. Now, we can't stop a bird from flying in our hair. You could be out of here and a bird would fly down and he would fly right on your head. But my friend, you don't have to let him make a nest there. You see, because you have that right. And I had a person say to me one time, well, Pastor, I'm thinking. Hey, be careful. Sometimes when your thinking gets out of control, the next thing you're out of control, then you've got to put back in control what has got out of control. And when we're thinking, and our thoughts are a defeated path, then, my friend, we are defeating our own self. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:31, if God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, I've quoted that so many times here on the broadcast that maybe you say, well, boy, I kind of get sick of hearing that. I don't think so. If God be for you, then who can be against you? You see, we have got to even accept the bad to turn to good. And you say, well, how can I do that? Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to give the devil the lockjaw, if you want to put him where he's at, And my friend, you turn everything bad that you're giving the devil credit for, turn it around and start bragging on God. Hey, just start thanking God, even for the bad times. Thank Him for the worst times of your life. And my friend, you can turn your bad days into good days. Again, I got scripture that supports that in Romans 8 and 28. And we know, Paul said, and we know that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. My, how much more proof do you need? The old saying, we have the proof in the pudding. Well, that's the pudding that Paul put in Romans 8 and 28, that we know that all things are working together for good to those that love the Lord. And we complete the sermon today by saying this, Jesus has already prayed that your faith will not fail. Jesus has already prayed that your faith will not fail. Notice in Luke chapter 22 and verse 32, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith may not fail.
The graveside of my loved one, like planting seed, to watch and wait for spring. When Christ returns with all His power and glory, He'll call for death to come to life, and dust will say, when dust shall sing on resurrection morning, the saints arise and let their voices ring. Those that remain, they'll be changed in just a moment.
I thank God that when dust shall sing, one of these days the graves will burst asunder and we'll go home to be with the Lord. All our worries will all be over. Our loved ones have already made it. Martha's on the other side. James is on the other side. I got more to go to heaven for today than I had yesterday. Hey, I appreciate this broadcast. I appreciate what we've been on here now since 80, I think it's since about 86. And I'll tell you, with your help and your support, we're going to carry it right on. I think it's been a blessing to many people. And then I got good news for you. They say that after I'm gone, I've done give them rights, and Daryl knows this, and Dana, I've done give them rights to go on with my ministry. They're going to take it right on, and I appreciate that. It's on www.stbi.org, and you can pick up our singing, our preaching, and we'll just preach right on. I'll be in heaven, but thank God you can hear me singing and preaching anyhow. Well, Ernie Barley used to say that when I get to heaven, I'm going to shout all over the streets of gold. Well, I get to heaven, I'm going to shout all over the streets of gold. Aren't you? Let's go listen to this song. It says, Hallelujah Square.
I saw a cripple, he was dragging his feet, he could not walk as I do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. Well, he sat up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we're all gonna have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, His glory will share, and you'll not see one cripple
on Hallelujah Square. Well, I saw a blind man, he's tapping alone, he's pressing his way as he moves toward the throne. I said, my friend, I feel so sorry for you, but he said, up in heaven, I'm going to see just like you. Well, I saw an old man, and he's grasping for the last breath. I knew that very soon his eyes would be closed in death. But he said, my son, don't feel sorry for me, 'cause you see, up in heaven, there'll be no death, no crying, no sighing for me. I'll see all my friends up on Hallelujah Square, and what a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing, we'll praise Jesus, his glory we'll share, and you'll not see one sad one in Hallelujah Square.
Well, that's our broadcast today. I hope you have enjoyed as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. I appreciate you. We've been on this station for many years, and with your help and your support, we're going to carry on. One of these days, you'll tune me in, but I won't be here. I'll be going to heaven. But anyhow, we're going to carry on as long as you help support it. I've lost a lot of my supporters, but anyhow, well, somehow or another, we've managed to keep going. So let's pray together. Father, we're so thankful for this broadcast. We're thankful for the people who have helped to pay and pray, God, to keep it going. Something to believe in is important to a lot of people. And God, I believe that we give a lot of people hope and courage and strength in this downtrodden time. It's days of sorrow and sadness, and we don't know what's ahead, but Lord, it doesn't look good. I know that our world will never be the same again, but anyhow, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You said you'd never change. You'll be with us. You'll be for us. And if you be for us, there is no power that can ever stand against us. Well, neighbor, I feel good in my spirit, and I hope you feel the very same thing. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, this is Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
For you. When the disappointments come and you feel so blue, there'll be someone to care.